你好，Believing Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings and helps upon our lives. Thank you for your strength that is destroying our weaknesses. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs you give us all the time. Thank you for victories, dominion, power, authority you have given to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through the blood and the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all. Thank you for the beautiful things you have decorated our lives with. Thank you for a glorious new beginning that we will be experiencing very shortly. Thank you for your words of promises and prophecies that are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your power that is working in us to change us into the kind of person you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the Healing Streams program we have been doing for some time now. Thank you for those revelations you have opened our eyes to see through your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for divine healings that have happened through this program. Not only divine healings, even divine deliverances and transformations and revival. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this morning to lay at your feet and also to pray. We ask, O Lord, that you speak to everyone and that you touch everyone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amén. Amén. Los presos. We're going to be looking at a topic. That says, your healing faith. That is the topic. Build your healing faith. Build your healing faith. Now, by healing faith, I mean the kind of faith that is required to receive healing from the Lord, to receive healing from heaven, from the realm of God, from the realm of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's what I mean by healing faith. Yeah, so this morning we're going to be looking at building that faith. Build your healing faith. Let us look at Acts of the Apostles 14. Of the Apostles, chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. Of the Apostles, the book of the Apostles, 14:8-10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same had Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Yeah, that's where I'm stopping. So the Apostles 14:8-10. So this man was impotent in his feet. He has never walked. Since when he was born, he has never walked. Yeah, but as he was hearing the word of God, which I'm sure Apostle Paul was speaking on the message that's to do with the greatness of God's power. Yeah, the greatness of God's personality, the greatness of God's kingdom. Yeah, so as he was hearing that message, just as we do here all the time. Yeah, during prayer sessions, I speak messages like what Apostle Paul was preaching here. Yeah. During our healing meetings, like the one we're having now, I preach such messages as well. Yeah, so this man was also hearing Apostle Paul preaching about God's power. Yeah, and as I was hearing, let us look at what the Bible says. In verse 9, 14. Verse 9. The same hard Paul's speech, who steadfastly beholding him. And perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Yeah, as that man was hearing the message from the mouth of Paul, Apostle Paul could discern that he had faith to be healed. Praise the Lord. He could discern that he had faith to be healed. And because the power of God was also in that meeting to heal, so he said with a very loud voice, "Up on your feet." And the man stood up immediately. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Then verse in New Living Translation. It says, "And listening as Paul preached." And listening, Paul preached, looking straight at him. Yeah, so the man was looking at Paul as he was preaching. And as Paul looked at his face, because he has the gift of discerning of spirit, he could discern that this man has faith to be healed. Yeah, and then he also knew that there is power in that meeting to heal. Yeah, so can you see the connection? The man had faith to be healed, and then there is power. You know, so faith to be healed, power to heal. They connected together and led to explosion of the miracle. Faith to be healed, connected with power to heal, and then the two led to an explosion of healing miracle. Yeah, but the problem with many Christians, let me put it this way, the problem with the church of today is that one of those two is always missing. Is either there is power to heal, and then the people don't have faith to be healed. Or the people have faith to be healed, and then there is no power to heal. Yeah. But in this case, there was faith to be healed, and there was power to heal. And the man stood on his feet because Apostle Paul called to him in a loud voice. So there was power in that loud voice. Yeah, so that is why sometimes when we are praying, we have to pray with a loud voice. Yeah, we have to shout those prayers because there is power in shouting. There is power in the loudness of your voice. There are some deliverance that will not happen until you shout. I mean, you shout at the top of your voice, more like you are screaming. Some deliverance will never happen until you shout. So people will say, I don't like to shout when I'm praying. It depends on the prayer. Yeah. Of course, there are some prayers you don't need to shout, but there are some prayers you have to shout. I mean, you have to shout really loud, very loud, because that is the power is in the shouting. Or maybe I should say the activation of the power is in the shouting. Yeah. So Apostle Paul shouted, and the man stood up. The man who have never walked since he was born, he stood up on his feet. Now, the reason why the Bible gave records of these miracles is so that we can learn the principles of faith and the principles of connecting with God's power. That is why we have these records in the scriptures. They are for examples for us to follow. Praise the Lord. So you can see here that the man had faith to be healed. You know, when we're talking on the healing anointing, I said the healing anointing can function even when there is very little faith or there is absence of faith. The healing anointing can function even at that level of absence of faith. No faith at the level of no faith, absence of faith. Why? Because God decided to show mercy. Yeah. But that doesn't mean the healing anointing will always function that way. The fact that God could heal someone who has very little faith or no faith at all doesn't mean that is how God operates. Those manifestations happen not all the time. Yeah, they happen at certain times God decides to show mercy. Yeah, not all the time. Yeah, because God operates by faith. According to Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, for without faith, yeah, I know, although many of you know that scripture. You can even complete the statement or the verse. For without faith, what next? It is impossible to please God. You can read it, Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if you look at all the miracles that Jesus did, you're going to see how Jesus placed so much emphasis on faith. Go and study all the miracles Jesus did. He always placed emphasis on faith, not on the anointing, not on power, but on faith. Yeah, because that is how God operates. God operates by faith. God operates through faith. That is how He will be pleased enough to do miracles in your life. But God needs to see our faith. He needs to see our faith for Him to do His works. Even the angels, they need to see our faith to do their works in our lives. So this man had faith to be healed. So which is where my teaching is based on. He had faith to be healed. That's the focus of the teaching. Yeah, for those of you that just joined, the topic says, build your healing faith. Build your healing faith. You know, the Bible also say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this man was hearing the message that was coming from Paul the Apostle in Acts chapter 14, verse 9. He was hearing the message coming from the mouth of the apostle, and faith began to grow in him. And because of that, the power of God touched his life. Some time ago, I think 3 years ago, yeah, it was in year 2020, the Lord was talking to me, and he was saying that anywhere the truth is pushed, he is there as he is in heaven. Anyway, the message of the truth, the message of the kingdom is being preached and taught as it is, not a sugar-coated messages. Yeah, not diluted messages, but the raw message of the kingdom of God, of the gospel. Yeah, the Lord told me that anywhere such messages is being preached, and of course, anywhere it's being practiced, yeah, that is, you are preaching what you are practicing, preaching what you are doing. Yeah, he said he is right there as he is on his throne in heaven. Yeah. So now, if the people in such places where the truth is being preached can have faith in what they are hearing, there is no doubt that Jesus will touch them and deliver them. No doubt. And this place, this ministry, is one of those places where the message of the truth is being pushed as it is, without any dilution. Yeah. Without compromise. Yeah, but I don't know if you hearing, if you believe in everything we teach here. I don't know if you believe in everything you hear from me. Yeah, so faith comes by responding well to the messages you have been hearing. So that is how you build faith for healing. and for many other miracles and blessings that comes from God. Yeah, there was a time I told some of us here, maybe some of you have not joined the minister, this ministry yet at that time. Yeah, I told them I think it was during one of our, I think it was during one of our prayer sessions. Yeah, I said that the Spirit of God says, every one of you should go and pray for sick people. Look for sick people, pray for them, lay hands on them, and they will be healed. Some people obey. They saw the miracle happen. Yeah, but some people did not do anything about it. Yeah. So whenever you hear messages, and then you, messages of the truth, messages of God's kingdom, messages coming from the Spirit of the Lord, and then you respond positively, your faith start growing. But if you do nothing about those messages, your faith will not grow. It will not grow. Let us look at four points. Points under this topic before we pray. Point number one, faith is more than believing. It's a reality. Faith is more than believing. It's a reality. Let us look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yeah, you know, there are some transactions you would do with money, and then they will give you an evidence of payment. Yeah, they say, take the receipt, the receipt, this is the receipt. And that is the evidence that you pay. If there comes any issue with that transaction, you can use the evidence to get justice. You can use the evidence to get your money back. Yeah. So, can we say something that is an evidence? Can we say it's not real? Of course, it's real. So, faith is beyond I believe. Of course, it starts with I believe, but it's beyond believing. It's a reality. Faith is a reality. Yeah, it's a substance. It's a spirit. a ritual substance, and just as you can hold the spoon in your kitchen. Yeah, just like you can hold the spoon. That is how faith, that is how real and tangible faith is. Yeah. Faith is beyond believing. It is a reality. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual substance that you can hold, that can be felt. It's a spiritual substance that can be touched, seen, felt. Yeah, everybody believes, even demons believe. But not everybody has faith. Or maybe I should say, not everybody has the kingdom faith. Yeah, everybody can believe. But not everybody has faith. So faith is beyond believing. It can start with believing, but it's more than that. Yeah, it's an evidence that you have something. Yeah, it's an evidence that you are something. It's an evidence that you have become something. It's an evidence that you have something. It is an evidence that you have been given something. Yeah, just as you buy something and then they give you a receipt as an evidence of payment. Yeah. So you might not be able to show what you have bought. Now, let me ask you. Let's say you newly bought a brand new phone, a brand new smartphone, a browsing phone. Yeah. And then the phone is not with you, but the receipt is with you. And then someone tells you, have you bought a new phone? And they say, yes, here is the receipt. Yeah, though the phone might not be with you, but the receipt is the evidence that it is with that you have bought the phone and that you now possess a new phone. And that is faith. Yeah. So you might not be able to show you might not be able to show the things that you have already. Or you can show the evidence that you have those things. Yeah, like some people have asked me questions like, how have you been coping? How have you been surviving? Like, they really want to know the sources of my income. They're asking those questions because they want to know the sources of my income. How I make money. Yeah. They want to know how I'm surviving. How my family is surviving. Yeah, it's not as if they really care. Yeah, they're just trying to know how I'm surviving. And then I'll respond and tell them, oh, God is faithful. I'm good. I'm moving forward. That's all. Those words are my evidence. Yeah, I mean, it might not Bueno, digo, have money that I will use to heat tomorrow or next week. But I have the evidence that I have those money already. I don't know if I'm getting my point. It's like some of you are not getting it. I may not have the physical currency. Yeah, I may not be able to show it. Oh, that I have this amount of money and it can carry me and my family for the next 5 years. May not be able to show it, but there is some evidence that I have all of those things. Even though I don't see the physical money, but I have the evidence. I don't know if I'm getting my point. I'm not saying that I'm suffering presently. Yeah, so don't think I'm suffering. I'm not suffering. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just using it as an example. Yeah. When people ask you, when they ask you, how are things going? What do you say in response? When they ask you, how are you coping? How are you surviving? How do you respond? Do you say, oh, things are really difficult? Oh, this country is not favorable to the citizen, to the citizens. Oh, we are really suffering. You know, the fact that you refuse to show them the evidence that you have everything you need. According to Psalm 23, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. I shall not want. The fact that you failed to show them that you have everything you need, that you have everything you need, that is what will give power to the spirit of poverty to oppress and torment you. But when you respond, even though you don't have anything, when you respond and say, God is faithful. God is taking care of me. God is taking care of us. Then you are showing the evidence. And that is when a lot of blessings and provisions will manifest. Praise the Lord. So faith is beyond believing. It's a reality. It's a reality. Praise the Lord. It is a reality. Those of us that have it, we know that we have it. Because when you have faith, you fear nothing. When you have faith, you will take actions that many people can't, you know, actions many people cannot take. Yeah, when you have faith, you will wait on God. You will wait for God. You will not rush. When you have faith, you will pray a lot. People that have faith, they pray a lot. Because they know that God is hearing them. And God will do whatever they say. And of course, when you have faith, you will see a lot of results. A lot of results. A lot of victory. A lot of breakthroughs. Maybe I will have time to talk on that later. Let's move to point number two. is a product of good personal relationship with God. Faith is a product of good or strong personal relationship with God. Let us look at Matthew 17. Matthew 17. Verse 20 to 21. Before this verse, the disciples of Jesus had come to him asking him why they couldn't cast out a demon. Now, verse 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Verse 21, which is the interesting part. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Is a product of a strong relationship with God. A product of a good relationship with God. Hallelujah. Before now, the disciples have been casting out devils. They have been seeing sick people get healed after they prayed for. I mean, after they prayed for sick people. But they were surprised that a particular demon could not go despite all their shoutings and despite all their demonstrations of faith and prayers. And then, when they came to Jesus to ask why they failed to cast out the demon, Jesus said, you don't have faith. Now, if Jesus told them they don't have faith, what did they used to cast out all the demons that they had been casting out prior to this time? What did they use to cast out those demons? Was it not faith? Of course it was faith. Yeah, but what Jesus was showing them is that you don't have faith for this type of miracle. Yeah, you had faith for the ones you had been doing. Yeah, you know, the other miracles you had performed. But this particular one, you don't have faith for it yet. Yeah. And then he said, you don't even need to have so much of that, of the faith. Of the type of faith that is needed to cast out this particular demon. Yeah, so they did not have the type of faith that can cast out that demon. Even though they had some faith. So faith has levels. Faith has types. As dimensions. Yeah. So that is why it's something we build over time. Yeah, it's something we build home over time. It's something we grow over time. Yeah, so some people they've not built up some kind of faith to face some kind of challenges or problems, and then ignorantly and foolishly they went ahead and faced those problems and challenges, and they suffered terrible attacks from the enemy. They were wounded by the enemy. Some of them even died. Yeah, they went and faced the devil when they don't have the faith that can confront that devil and conquer that devil. Then they were seriously disappointed. Some of them, God just had mercy on them and rescued them. Yeah. Otherwise, they would have died. So faith has levels. It has levels. Even when it comes to healing the sick, yeah. The fact that you were able to pray for a cancer patient and the patient got healed doesn't mean that doesn't mean that if another cancer patient comes for prayer, it doesn't mean you will be able to heal that person. Though it's the same cancer physically. Yeah, but you don't know the operations of darkness behind the cancer. There are different operations of darkness behind different sicknesses and captivities. Different operations of darkness. So the disciples, they thought, is it not to cast out devils? We have been casting out devils. But they met one devil that shocked them because they prayed and prayed and nothing happened. Yeah, so the fact that you were able to face a particular problem with the faith you have and it worked doesn't mean if the similar problem happens, you will face it and it will work. I mean, you face it and then your faith will work. Yeah, so that is why we have to grow in faith. Yeah, because the whole world is under the control of forces of darkness. And if you are not stronger than the forces that are behind the problems you are facing, you won't be able to solve those problems. Yeah. And you won't be able to help the people who have those problems when they come to you for prayers. Yeah, there's no time. I would have opened your eyes to more things. Let's move to point number three. Okay, let me just conclude. In that verse 21, Matthew 17, verse 21, Jesus said, "How be this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." So what Jesus was saying there is that the kind of faith that would cast out that particular demon is the kind of faith you build over time with fasting and prayers, with a lifestyle of fasting and prayers. Is the kind of faith you build over time. So when you have a strong relationship with God that is coupled with fasting and prayers, you will build faith for future problems. Yeah, you will build faith that is able to solve future problems when you have learned to to walk with God with fastings and prayers, when you have grown in your personal relationship with God, your faith keeps increasing. Every time you spend with God, your faith keeps increasing. You may not be able to measure it, but it's increasing. It's increasing. Yeah, so that is the type of faith that can face some future problems. Some of you now, you don't yet have the faith for the problems that will confront you in 3 years, in 3 years' time. You don't yet have that the faith for some problems that you will face and some temptations you will face in 3 years' time. And that is why maybe when those things come, maybe I won't even see you again. Yeah, maybe you would not even join prayers again or join meetings again. Yeah. You must take seriously your personal relationship with God. Yeah, because if you don't, when some problems comes in the future, you will fall back. You will fall back. There are many people in this ministry now that they are not likely to continue with this ministry as time goes by. Yeah, because we are in a perilous time. The days are here. Yeah, we are in a very dark time. Yeah. So there are some challenges that when they come to you, you will forget about apostolic wonders ministries. There are some challenges that when you face them, when God allows those challenges to confront you, and then let's say you don't have the faith to face those challenges and overcome, you're going to forget about this ministry. You won't even know when you are forgotten that there is a man called Apostle Hehe, and there is a ministry called Apostolic Wonders Ministries, because you will be so much overtaken by that problem and challenge. Yeah, so that is why you must build faith now. Because the times that are coming, every time the Holy Spirit keeps telling me that the days that are coming are very, very difficult. Yeah, he keeps telling me that the years that are coming are very, very difficult and very bad, very evil. Very evil. Yeah, but I am not afraid because I've been trained for the worst times. How about you? Have you been trained for that? Have you grown in your personal walk with God? So the Holy Spirit keeps telling me that the times are going to get very worse for the whole world. For Christians, for nations. So we are getting into very wicked times, evil days. And here you are not growing spiritually. I pity you. Now let's move to the next point. We don't have time. Point number three, grow your healing faith by praying on yourself when When you are sick, grow your healing faith by praying on yourself when sick. According to Mark 16 verse 18, it tells us that every believer has the authority to heal the sick. Do you believe that? Do you believe that you have the authority to heal the sick? Yeah. Mark 16:18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So, if the word of God says you shall lay hands on the sick and you shall recover. So when you are sick, lay hands on yourself and you shall recover. Yeah, it's simple. Build your healing faith by praying on yourself when you are sick. But some of you, when you are sick, the first thing that comes to your mind is medicine. Whether herbal medicine. Yeah, medicine is medicine. Whether you get it through herbs or some vegetables or some natural substances, or you get it through drugs or through medical interventions. Medicine is medicine. Treatment is treatment. Yeah. And those are different from divine healing. Yeah. The treatment you can give yourself is not the same as divine healing. Now, if you want to build faith for divine healing, pray on yourself when you are sick. Learn to pray on yourself when you are sick. Don't think about drugs or medicine or treatments first. Think about heavenly treatment first. Yeah, when God sees that you put Him first concerning your healing, He will honor your faith and heal you. But if you put other things first, God will allow you to use those things first. Yeah, He will not heal you. He will allow you to go and do those things first. Then if they did not work, and then you now come back to Him, He can now show you mercy. But sometimes, in some cases, the situation would have gotten worse. And sometimes those people die. Yeah, because they did not put God first. They went to the doctors first. They took drugs first. So by the time those drugs and medicine and medical interventions failed, they now remember to come to God. And it was already too late because their health situation had gone worse. So some of them died eventually. Yeah. So learn to be praying on yourself when you are sick, even if it's a slight headache or a body weakness. Don't think about earthly remedies. Think first about heavenly remedy. That is how you view healing faith. Yeah. And that is how you'll be able to survive terrible attacks from the enemy. Yeah. Don't be deceived. Many sicknesses out there are caused by demons. They are not naturally occurring sicknesses. They have no root in nature. They are caused by demons. Yeah. They are caused by demons. So if you are trying to use natural remedies, herbal remedies, supplement remedies, medical remedies to cure a sickness that was caused by demons, you are taking a dangerous risk. You are playing with fire because you might lose your life in the process, because those remedies will not work. Yeah. So learn to view your healing faith. Let us move to the last point before we pray. Point number four. Healing faith. Healing faith might not produce instant healing, but it's the best way to heal. I repeat. Healing faith might not produce instant healing, but it is the best way to heal. It is the best way to heal. Let's look at Hebrews 6, verse 12. Verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Yeah. So if the faith you have for your healing or complete deliverance is not producing instant healing and instant deliverance, doesn't mean that faith is not effective. It doesn't mean you should despise that faith. Yeah, because healing gradually is the best way to heal. Yeah, because God is trying to use the healing process to change you into a new personality. Yeah. So when you are healing gradually, you have to be patient with God. Yeah, because at the same time, God is transforming you into a better person and into a very strong and mighty warrior. Yeah, so gradual healing is the best way to heal, even though many people don't like that type of healing. They want their healing to happen instantly. Yeah, but if God has chosen to not do that, be happy. Because by the time you will be healed, your life will be better than those who got instant healing. I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. So God has taken me through gradual healing process. So I know the benefits of healing gradually. I know the benefits of healing gradually. It carries transforming power. It will change you from inside to the outside. Yeah. So if God chooses to heal you gradually, be happy, because it is for your own good. It costs God nothing to just remove the problem. But if you choose to do it gradually, be excited about it, because it is for your own good. Yeah. That means God is healing both your spirit, soul, and body at the same time. And maybe your spirit is far behind, or your soul is far behind. God will try as much as possible to first build up your soul and spirit before you will now release the victory in your body. Yeah. So you might not see the victory in your body first. God might want it to happen in your soul and spirit first, before it will now happen in your body as healing. Yeah, but some people, they just want to see the victory happen in their body. They don't care about the soul and the spirit. Yeah, that is how they stay for many years and they are yet to be healed. Because they're not ready to submit to the process God have chosen to use to heal and deliver them. They are looking for a very quick healing, whereas God wants to do it very slowly. Yeah, don't be deceived. The same God that wants to do healing very, very quickly in some people wants to do it very slowly in some people. And you have to cooperate with him. Yeah, if you happen to be one of those that wants to do it very slowly in your life. I mean, if you're one of those that have to heal very slowly, you have to cooperate with God. Yeah, because if you don't, you will not heal at all. That is the fearful thing about this type of healing process. If God is saying, "I want to heal you gradually, continue to trust me and continue to pray," and then you feel like it's taking time, I don't think I can continue, then it means you will not heal at all. You can go and meet all the anointed and all the anointed and powerful men of God in the world that they should pray for you. Nothing will happen. Yeah, nothing will happen. They will pray for you and it will not happen instantly, because God wants you to heal gradually. So if you are not ready, if you will not cooperate with the process, it means you are saying you don't want him to heal you. May the Lord help you to be your healing faith. May the Lord help you to build your healing faith. Amen. So we are going to pray now. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, I know that you respond to faith all the time, not to emotions. You respond to faith and not to emotions. The Father, help me to build faith for all those things you want to do in my life, to receive all those things you want to do in my life, to receive all those things you want to give me. Say, Father, help me to speak. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that you respond to faith and not emotions. You respond to faith and not fear and not doubt and not anxieties, not worries. You only respond to faith. Lord, help me to build the kind of faith that will receive all that you want to give me. The kind of faith that will receive all that you want to do in my life. Help me to build that type of faith. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to build the type of faith that can receive all the healings you want to do in my life, all the deliverances you want to do in my life, all the helps you want to give me. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayer. Amen. We have two more prayer points. I said it during the teaching. That you might fall if you have not built faith for future problems. You might fall. And not only that, you might be destroyed. If you have not built faith for future problems. Yeah. You know, it's been a while I've been a minister of God. So which means I've met a lot of people. I've met many people from different countries of the world. Many people. And many of them today are nowhere to be found. When I say nowhere to be found, I mean they are nowhere to be found in Jesus. They have lost Jesus. They have fallen. from the sea. Yeah. So you're going to pray. The Father, help me to take seriously my personal relationship with you. The Father, help me to take seriously my personal relationship with you so that I will build faith for future problems. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, help me to strong relationship with you so that I will have enough faith to face the battles that will confront me soon, the temptations that will confront me soon. Jesus told the disciples, he said, pray so that you won't fall into temptations. He said, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptations. The Father, help me to build faith to overcome future problems that I must encounter. Future sicknesses and diseases I must encounter. Future demons I must encounter. Future problems I must encounter. The Father, help me to build faith to face those problems, those darkness, and conquer. Help me to build faith now before it's too late. Help me, Father. Help me to be serious with my walk with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to do everything that will make my faith produce results. Help me to do everything that is my own responsibility. Some of you, your faith have not yet produced results because you have not done everything God wants you to do concerning that faith. Yeah, faith goes along with many responsibilities, many sacrifices, and many actions. Yeah, that we now prove it. Yeah. If you have faith for something, there are sacrifices that follows that faith. There are obedience actions that follows that faith. If you don't add those things to that faith, you will not see the results that the faith should produce in your life. So, Father, help me to do everything that is my responsibility to do for my faith to produce results. Open your mouth and pray like that. Faith produces results. Whether you agree or not, by which you will agree, faith produces results. If it's not working in your life, it's because there are some things you are not doing. I'm telling you, faith works. And that is why we have faith. We have faith because it works. There must be something you are not doing if it's not working. And you care to find that thing you are not doing. And you want to do that thing you are not doing. Say, Father, help me to do my responsibility. That will make my faith produce the result it should produce. Help me to do the obedience, the righteousness, the self-denial, the sacrifices that will make my faith produce the results it should produce. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to stop here and I'll be praying for you now. I believe you have your water ready as I pray. Father, we thank you for your faithful. Thank you for showing us how important faith is in our relationship with you. Thank you for showing us how important faith is in getting victories over darkness, over sicknesses and diseases, over temptations, and over all the works of the devil. Thank you for showing us how urgent it is for us to build our faith, even our healing faith, praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, that you help everyone here to get it right in their personal walk with you. Wherever they have gotten it wrong in their walk with you, that is making life difficult for them, making success and progress difficult for them. Oh Lord, by your Holy Spirit, help them to get it right. In the name of Jesus. It is for you that you will not be an enemy of faith, but you will be a promoter of faith in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not discourage others from trusting in God, but that you will go about encouraging people to trust and to hold on to God at this time. In the name of Jesus. On this water that is with you right now, let the power of God that produces instant healing and deliverance into the water right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God destroy all works of darkness, all works of witchcraft, and all works of Satan and his kingdoms. Possess this water right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.